Well, that music means it's time for our weekly global countdown. And this week, we're headed to the Netherlands. Joining us now is Monocle senior correspondent Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Fernando, we're going Dutch.
We're going Dutch, and I love going to the Netherlands, literally, because it's so fun, it's so upbeat, and you will see why. Shall we start at number five? This is the type of music that I shouldn't really like, but I do. It's the cover of a classic by Suzy Quatro and Chris Norman, Stumbling It In. We all know the track, but I wonder, what do you feel about this version by the Australian DJ Ciro? Let's have a listen.
Baby, I'll do it for you. Our love is alive.
Yeah, it's getting grimaces from the gallery here.
Yeah, it's weird. As I said, I shouldn't like, but I am always honest on the show. I'll tell you that, Vinny.
Very good. All right, what's next?
Next, this is a song we played last week, so I'll be very brief, but this song is everywhere. It became viral.
I feel like I've heard this a lot. It's all on the TikToks, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's a British producer. I like the song. It's kind of dark pop vibes. It's Artemas with I Like the Way You Kiss Me.
Yeah, I think that one's a win.
It's a win. It's fun. And if you're interested, he's playing New York this coming weekend. I think it's sold out. But, you know, go to resale websites. There's always a way. There's always a way. I'll tell you that. But I think we should spend more time on number three. Not only because he's the Dutch entry for Eurovision this year. And he's one of the favorites.
Taking place, of course, next week.
Absolutely.
And you are heading there.
Of course. So maybe next week there'll be a special Global Countdown. Spoiler alert here.
Will you be coming live from Malmo?
Potentially, yes.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm very excited because Malmo was also my first Eurovision that I covered for Monaco in 2013. And now it's back to the city, so I'm quite excited. And this entry is one of my favorites as well. It's fun. It's a little bit of a celebration of Europe. It's the Dutch rapper Joost Klein with Europa Papa.
It's very Dutch and very Eurovision.
Very Dutch. And it's a little tribute to happy hardcore, which was a genre in the 90s that the Netherlands was one of the epicenters of it. So it's kind of retro in that sense. We all like a little bit of Joost Klein here, you know.
And number two?
Number two is a big name in the world of Dutch music. He's not only a musician, a rapper, but he also organized massive events. So he's a businessman too. This is a song, and the video for that song, very expensive. It was in a 5-star hotel in Bangkok. There's a lot of swimming pool, pretty girls and pretty boys maybe. This is Frema with Pretty Girls.
Okay, not what I expected to hear.
I like it. It's kind of a, I don't know.
The sort of Afrobeat trend continuing. We hear that a lot across the global countdowns.
Absolutely. And he used to be a member of a rap group from the Netherlands called SFB, but now he's going solo.
Oh. And finally, in at number one.
She's only 19, but again, we're talking about Artemas being viral on social media. It's the same thing with her. Her name is Roxy Dekker. And, you know, I'm glad I translated the track, but first let's have a listen. It's Roxy Dekker with Sugar Daddy. Vanavond jij de Benny en ik je sugar daddy. Dus dans een beetje sexy en draai eens met die pil. Vanavond jij de Benny en ik je sugar daddy. Je weet toch Roxy Rover. Roxy is the sugar daddy, that's the big review. And
okay.
I think it's fun, and I am your sugar daddy, so dance a little sexy and turn that buttock. I mean, that's what she's saying.
Okay, and Faye, I have to ask you, are you looking for a sugar daddy to send you to Brazil this weekend to see Madonna?
I am available. I am looking for it. Absolutely. And I'm glad you've mentioned because, yeah, my whole week has been about Madonna.
You've been in a Madonna t-shirt. You've been watching TikToks of the preparations. I mean, just for anyone that doesn't know, can you explain what's going to happen this weekend?
It's historic. Madonna is doing a free gig in Copacabana Beach this coming Saturday. It's expected that 1.5 million people will be there. It's a mega event.
I mean, like Rock in Rio, that was one of the biggest concerts ever, wasn't it? Could this take the record for surpassing?
I think so. The Rolling Stones were there in 2006. I think they have the record, or Paul McCartney. I don't quite remember now, but I think she could be the new queen, literally.